Blog Talk Radio.
I don't wanna be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep.
There's nobody like you, Lord. None compares to you. We give you glory. We give you all.
Strong tower. Praise God. Good evening. Good evening, Minister Charlene. Good evening. Praise God, saints. This is
Amen.
Praise God, Minister Charlene.
Praise the Lord. Are we on the air now?
Yes. You're live.
Praise the Lord. I think I had myself on mute. I was really giving God the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is scary. This is Prophetess Charlene, and welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. God is worthy to be praised. He is on the throne, God alone. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? We serve the God that is the God that loves us, who gave his life for us, who was buried for us, who rose again with all power in heaven and in earth. And God is worthy, worthy, worthy. Thank God for another precious blood-bought opportunity to, my God, magnify him. This is Women Speak Now and Be Heard, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Greetings to all that are on the call, all who are online. Welcome to tonight's Thursday broadcast for February the 4th, 2021. Hallelujah. And tonight's message, been laid on my heart, is the soul's cry, the soul's cry. Let's go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, right now, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise that you are the God who is the lover of our souls. You're the God who sees deep into our souls and knows the things that we lack, the things that we have, the things that we need to overcome, Lord, to be more like Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father God, I'm not on here to act like or come across as though I have arrived, God, because I realize that I need you. I need you more today than I needed you yesterday. I need you more this year than I needed you last year. God, we need you. We can't make it without you. So help each and every one of us who are on the line and on the call to hear what your word is speaking to us in this year, in this time, in this season. And I ask you full of faith in Jesus' name. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I began to think about what's been in my spirit about crying out to God. And many have went on consecration in the beginning of the year to put our faces to the wall, to put our faces to the mat, and to seek the heart and the face of God. God, less of me and more of you. And so God is the only one who knows that He wants to stretch out. He wants us to stretch out in our faith and put our hope in him and expect for him to deliver us some more this year, to help us overcome and to excel and to exceed the expectation we thought would just be in our heart or in our mind. God will manifest it according to his will. We just have to trust in him. We have to continue to pray to him and seek his face, so that when he makes it known, when he begins to make his will known, we can walk in it and say, God, you heard my soul's cry. Hallelujah. And what is our soul? Our soul is defined as our mind, our will, and our emotions. It has also been described as the part of us that consists of the mind, character, thoughts, and feelings. The mind is like the element of a person that enables them to be aware of the world and their experiences, to think and to feel, the faculty of consciousness and thought. The will generally is the faculty of the mind that selects at the moment of a decision, a desire among various desires present. It is the mechanism responsible for choosing from among one's own desires. Emotions is a natural instinctive state of mind deriving from one's circumstances, mood, or relationships with others. Intellect is the faculty of reasoning and understanding objectively, especially with regard to abstract academic matters. When I began to think about souls crying, I began to think about the different varieties of ways we express our hurts, our concerns, our needs, our problems in prayer before God. Another direction of understanding what a soul is, you can understand that just like the people that were going against, at the White House and climbing the building, all that, they were crying out of their soul, per se, out of their anger, out of their will to try to cause actions, reactions of their feelings to be manifest. Are you praying with me on today? The Bible tells us in Genesis 15:1, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. biblically, there's different descriptions of someone crying out or expressing concern of something that they have been going through and dealing with. Here we find out in Genesis, Abraham cried out, or he made a complaint of what he was feeling in his desires to God. And as you go into your Bible, travel with me to Genesis chapter 15, verses 2 and 3. Let's travel and run and skip and leap and land at Genesis chapter 15, verses 2 and 3. Here it says, "And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir." Abraham's cry was for a child. And we realize here in Genesis chapter 15, verses 4 through 7, it says, "And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it." I want to encourage somebody on tonight that when you cry out to God, you're not, this is not a Mickey Mouse prayer. This is not a skip to my little patty cake and my God, Alice in Wonderland type of prayer. When you're praying to God, you're crying out for God's will to be done in your life. You're crying out, proclaiming and my God, going to God in prayer, mentioning the promises he has promised you or the concerns. You say, Lord, I don't have this, or Father God, I don't have that. It's not the type of murmuring and complaining that you're not thankful for the things that you have. It's not the type of crying that you're complaining because, quote unquote, someone being jealous or covetous of something someone else may have or in comparison. No, the cry that Abraham cried was he was wealthy. He knew God was his God. He made an altar before God, and he was looking at his situation and realized that he didn't have an heir in his kingdom. He only had his servant there, and he went to God in prayer, crying out and asking God, you know, God, you've given me all these things in my life, but I don't even have a child born unto myself. And God heard his crying, and God responded, my God, and let him know that out of his own bowels, my God, a child would come. God said, out of his own bowels, his child shall come forth and be his heir. Hallelujah. My God, God is so good, because when you cry out to God, you're not crying out, my God, to a statue. You're not crying out, my God, just saying something out in the air. God is a living, breathing, true, and living God. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise for who he is. Hallelujah. He is a God that answers prayer. Hallelujah. Another example of a soul's cry is the prayer that Solomon prayed for God's servants, for God's people. We find this when we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Let's take another journey and travel to 2 Chronicles chapter 6. And we're going to land at verses 12 through 14. And it says here, "And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court. And upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven." Verse 14, "And said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepest covenant and showest mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts." Solomon was giving forth a prayer, my God, before the congregation of Israel. He was declaring, my God, who God was, that there was no other God like him. And we're going to continue reading here in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verses 19 through 20. And it says, Solomon saying, "Have respect therefore to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this house, God, day and night upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. I'm talking about praying. I'm talking about crying out. I'm talking about not only Solomon praying, my God, but the people of God praying and crying out to God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 6:21, another cry out of supplication. Therefore, he said, hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. When we were going into this consecration, many were praying, my God, the sorrow of the heart, the concern of crying out because of the pandemic, the concerns of crying out in mourning because of loved ones that have passed on, the crying out because of, my gosh, churches shut down and so much shut down going on, the crying out, people crying out because they don't like this president or this and that, but crying out and making our complaints known unto God, hallelujah. But while he asked God to listen to their prayer, he asked them, God, when you hear, God, forgive, hallelujah. When we stand, my God, in prayer and crying out and laying out before God in prayer, we're asking God to not only hear the complaints, but God, to forgive us where we've fallen short. Forgive us where we, my God, need to grow, where we, my God, need deliverance, where we, my God, were going on and, my God, masking over things. And God was like, no, 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 let me come in and let me deliver you. Hallelujah. Another example of praying is concerning, my God, enemies. Nehemiah 4:7-8. It says, but it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. There's only nobody except the devil. There's only nobody but enemies that would want to hinder the work, my God, that God wants to set forth of restoration, of healing, of revival, of reconciliation. God wants us, my God, to be people of God that wants to, my God, gird up one another in prayer, to intercede and to make supplications before God for one another. My God, when we look at one another with eyes of insecurity or jealousy or envy and these negative connotations, we're missing the heart of God. We are to look at one another to build up, to encourage, to uplift. Help my brother, God, you see what they're going through. Help my sister, Father, you see and know what she's going through. Help us, Lord God, to overcome ourselves so we can walk, my God, in unity, oh God. Hallelujah. My God, nevertheless, Nehemiah 4:9 said, nevertheless, we prayed our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them, because of the enemies. They had to set a watch, and my God, day and night, and continue to build the wall. We know the Bible tells us to watch and to pray. We know that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. We know that the devil does not want, my God, the people of God to grow in maturity and be on one accord and build the wall, my God, to build the kingdom of God. My God. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 13 and 15. Therefore, Nehemiah said, therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places. I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. He said in verse 14, and I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Hallelujah. My God. Nehemiah 4:15, the results of crying out to God. Nehemiah 4:15 says, and it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God, my God, had brought their counsel to naught or to nothing, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work. Whatever God has called us to do is not in competition with one another. It's what God has called us to do, my God, in his kingdom. Hallelujah. If you're reaching a soul and you're able to reach, my God, my relatives for Christ, I celebrate the God in you. Hallelujah. Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about, my God, the salvation of souls. Somebody say, souls cry out. Yes, souls cry. There are souls that are crying that are angry. There are souls that are crying that are discouraged. There are souls that are crying that are sad. There are souls that are crying that are overwhelmed in and out of the church, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in different areas and spectrums of society. Souls are crying out. Souls are in pain. Souls are in torment. Souls are overcome and overwhelmed. Souls are feel restricted because they can't do whatever they would want to do, even though it would not be right or approved by God. There are many that are crying out. And my God, they're confused and they're overwhelmed and they don't know, my God, which way to go because of so much shutdown that has gone on. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me on today? Nehemiah 4:20 says, in what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. My God, our God shall fight for us. I began, my God, to think about God fighting, my God, for souls. We know that God is the lover of souls. He created life. He created and breathed in humanity, and man became a living soul. God created the soul. He created us, my God, with the intent, my God, to live forever. We know that sin became the hindrance, but Jesus became the deliverance. Are you praying with me on today? The Bible tells us in Psalm 9:12, it says, when he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. There are people that are crying, that are humbly crying out, my God, to walk in the humility of the Lord, that are crying out, God, help me not to become hard-hearted, that are crying out, God, help me not to become bitter. God, they're crying out, my God, hallelujah, for the things that are going on in the world. But the Bible reminds us that God does not forget the cry of the humble. Another part of crying is proclaiming. Matthew 3:3 says, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Another, my God, expression of the soul crying out is proclamation and proclaiming, decreeing and declaring, my God, not only who Jesus is, but whatever God is, my God, wanted to be proclaimed in the earth, being proclaimed in the world, being proclaimed in his body, being proclaimed in your life, being proclaimed in my life. My God, the will and the heart of God, hallelujah, that we're more than conquerors, that in Jesus Christ we're overcomers, hallelujah. Another definition of or expression in the Word of God talks about crying out. The Bible tells us in Luke 19:37-40. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy servants. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, my God, the stones would immediately cry out, my God. If you don't, my God, cry out and, my God, celebrate and magnify the name of the Lord, my God, the stones, the sound, could you imagine the sounds of stones, my God, that would cry out? My God, to glorify and magnify the living God. He said, I tell you the truth, if these should hold their peace, my God, in this season, my God, people say, oh, you know, it's a year in the Jewish calendar to be silent. But if you don't, my God, praise the Lord, the rocks would cry out. Hallelujah. God wants us to, my God, praise him. Oh, my God, he wants us to glorify and magnify him, my God, for who he is. Hallelujah. My God, the angels are not muzzled. Are you praying with me on today? The angels are crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. There are a few scriptures here in Psalm 18 I want to run to and magnify God. Let's travel to Psalm 18. And we're going to go to, my God, verse 6. It says, David speaking, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him even into his ears. I want to encourage somebody tonight that whatever has caused you to cry, whatever has caused you to wail, whatever has caused you to groan in your spirit, my God, when you cry out to God, my God, it will go, my God, into his temple. He'll hear your voice. It will come into his ears, my God. God will come and see about you, hallelujah. God will come and see. You know, there's when a baby is crying, sometimes you say, well, why is the mother picking the baby up? Well, the baby's already ate the food. The baby's already had the milk. The baby's already changed. So the baby has already been cuddled and carried. What's wrong with the baby? But I tell you what, if the baby, God have mercy, fell out of the crib, it's a cry that the mother, if she's downstairs, she'll run up them stairs, my God, leaping bounds to get to where that baby is because the baby is crying. What happened? My God, what's wrong with the baby? And that's what God hears when he hears certain cries from his people. He comes himself. The Bible tells us in 18 verse 9, he bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yeah, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. My God, God will come swiftly. God will come suddenly, my God, and see about us. Hallelujah. He will come suddenly and see about you, because he is a God who understands. He is a God, my God, who cares. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I began to think about what God told Abraham in the beginning, that he was his exceeding great reward. Exceeding, very great, to exceed, surpass, transcend, excel, outdo, go beyond a stated or implied limit, measure, or degree. God said he was his exceeding great, great of an extent, amount, or intensity, considerably above the normal or average reward, a thing given in recognition of one's service or effort, achievement, recompense, or prize. God wants to be our prize. God wants to be our portion. God wants to be the apple of our eye. Hallelujah. God wants to be the first on our mind and the last before we go to sleep. God wants to be our all in all and our everything. Hallelujah. When we cry out to him, hallelujah, God will come and see about us, saints. Hallelujah. God will come and hear what it is that is causing, my God, the cry to be the way that it is sounding, my God, in his ears. He knows the difference of the tone. Hallelujah. He knows the strength of it. He knows the pangs. And I'm not talking about P-A-I-N. I'm talking about P-A-N-G-S. God understands the pangs, my God, attached to the cry, my God. He understands. He can identify. He can, my God, break it down into a fraction. And he knows it exactly, my God, what's causing it. Person, place, thing, situation, circumstance. God understands if it's just coming from the self, my God, because of lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, immaturity, lack of growth. My God, God understands the pains, hallelujah. He understands the stresses. He understands, hallelujah, my God. God understands the cry when you shed tears, typically because of an expression of distress, pain or sorrow. God understands the complaints. My God, a situation or unsatisfactory, unacceptable situation or concern. And God understands the worries that, my God, that give way to anxiety or unease that allow one's mind to dwell in difficulty or trouble. God understands the stresses, the degrees to which you feel overwhelmed or unable, my God, to cope, my God, with the results or pressures of things that seem or are unmanageable to you. God understands your concerns that relate to worry or make you anxious. God understands, my God, when you are proclaiming publicly, my God, announcing, my God, especially the matters of great importance before him. God understands the distresses, extreme anxiety, sorrow, or pain. God understands fear, the unpleasant emotion, my God, or belief that something is dangerous or could cause pain or threat. God understands doubt, the feeling of uncertainty or lack of certain conviction. God understands uncertainty, some things that are uncertain or cause feelings, my God, of worry or concern. God understands, my God, hope. My God, that we are to hope in him. When we're crying out, thanking God that we can hope in him. Thanking God that we can have confidence in him. And we can be thankful to God for his loving kindness and for his tender mercy. When we cry out to God, we can cry out to God, proclaiming and declaring, God, I'm going to trust in you. God, I'm going to believe you and take me at your word. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. By my faith in you, I will not cast away my confidence, but I will hold true to it. The confidence and feeling of belief that I can rely on God. And God, my trust in God is firm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, God will fight for us. He will take part in violent struggle involving exchange, my God, of spiritual, my God, blows of the enemy that he wants to use against us as weapons. God will fight in war for us, warring a state of armed conflict in different, my God, nations, as it were, or things going on as wars happen in different nations or countries or states. God will defend us, my God, resist attack, my God, whether it's coming from someone or something, to protect us from harm or danger. God will guard us. He will watch over us in order to protect us, my God. God will protect us to keep us from harm or injury. God will fortify, provide, my God, us with defense, my God, against attack. God will provide and, my God, supply our needs and furnish, and, my God, every need that he makes available for us. Hallelujah. And God will bless. He will pronounce words and has pronounced words of righteous right to confer and evoke divine favor upon us, and, my God, to look favorably upon us. Hallelujah. God, my God, is a God that is secure. He is fixed and fastened, not to give way, not to become loose, but he wants to make sure by his grace, in him alone, we will not be lost. Hallelujah. God is a God that can save us and keep us in reserve, my God, from harm or danger. Hallelujah. God told Abram he is his exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for the soul's cry. Hallelujah. When I gave my life to Christ, I wasn't crying out just in the air. I wasn't crying out only, you know, when you cry, you say, you talk to your parents and mama this and daddy this. No. When I cried out to God, I was crying out to God for my soul's salvation. Hallelujah. When you cry out to God for your soul's salvation, you're crying out for God to rescue you in your mind. You're crying out to God that he will, my God, be, as you surrender your will to him, that his will be made known for your life. When you cry out to God, he is a God that can heal the emotions, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through. God is a God the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is a God who came, my God, to save souls, as many as will say yes to him. God is willing and ready to forgive. He is willing and ready to pardon. He is the only one, hallelujah, who, my God, accepted us in the beloved. He is the only one who came to rescue us from sin, to rescue us from guilt, shame, and condemnation. God is our great and our exceeding great reward. He wants to be our portion. So when we're crying out this year, 2021, we're crying out. We're not crying out for nothing. We're not crying out. God doesn't want us to cry out, as it were, for anything selfish itself by saying, Lord, I want to overcome myself. Hallelujah. But when we're crying out to God, hallelujah, we're crying out to a God whose ears are not too heavy, whose hands are able to reach, no matter how low you may feel you are, no matter where you may be. You may be on the mountain today, and God is able to still minister to you right where you are, my God. But wherever you find yourself, my God, either going into a trial, in a trial, or coming out of a trial, when you cry out to God, he will lead and guide into all truth. Hallelujah. God is a soul-winning God. He is so concerned about souls being saved as well as our own souls. Amen. That we're not just talking it, my God, or hearing it, or listening to, my God, his word. But God, help me to allow it to be applied to my life, that it will be, my God, the light that shines from the inside out. Hallelujah. Souls cry. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, I thank you for this prayer and for this message, oh God, for the soul's cry. Lord, I don't want to close out because I want to give people opportunity if they want to call in. But God, I want to thank you for this message, Father God, because every soul in your eyes is precious. Father, you don't will that anyone would perish, but that all would come to repentance. Father, I'm asking that you continue to, my God, lean your ear to the hearts of the souls that are crying out, God. There are many that are crying out of complaint, crying out of sorrow, crying out in depression, crying out in being overwhelmed and overcome. But you're a God who can set the captives free. You're a God who can release, my God, the bonds and the bandages that have folks feeling overcome. God, I'm asking for deliverance in the soul. And I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The lines are open. If there's anyone that wants to give a comment to this message, the lines are open and you are welcome. And if not, I will continue to go in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God, Minister Charlene.
Also, praise the Lord.
Prophetess Charlene. Excuse
praise
me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, awesome word. Cry out to God. You gave some good teaching on this because it's real. God, he hears us when we cry out. I know
yes.
We can all testify to a time we had to cry out to him. Cry out to him for his mercy and also cry out to him for his grace.
Yes.
And as you were ministering, my sister, I was saying, you know, I remember when I was in Bakersfield. It was long after my mom passed. I had to cry out to him after I got out of the hospital. I cried out to him to help me to learn to start to eat and walk and talk all over again. I cried out. And when we cry out our hearts, he's a good father. He hears us. But we have to just know. This is, you know, this is good and an on-time word because we have to know we can cry out to him. We can cry out to people, Minister Prophet Charlene, they don't listen. But he does. So I praise God for you. I praise God for using you tonight to deliver this message. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Ms.
Praise
Karen.
God. Amen. But at this time, my sister, if you would like to go ahead and close out, that would be appropriate. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this blessed message, oh God, tonight, for the soul's cry, God. Thank you that you understand the tears, Lord God, that you understand, God, when there's weeping and there's wailing, oh God, and crying out, God, with our faces to the wall, God. On our knees, oh God, in prayer, emptying out of our soul, being vulnerable before you, Lord, confessing our faults, confessing our sins, confessing, Lord, that it's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer, because it's okay with you, Lord, because you already know. So, Lord, as we cry out to you, God, Lord, hear our cry, hear our prayers, and come, Lord, see about us. Deliver us, Lord. We want to be your sons, your daughters, your children, your people, your royal priesthood, your heritage, your inheritance. God, we want to be all that you have called and created and made us to be. Your possession, your habitation, your people, that you will be our God. The soul's cry. God bless you all. Amen. Praise God. In Jesus' name.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. The scripture declares that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So I want you to get excited and declare that today will be the best day of your life. Hallelujah! Somebody celebrate it. Come on in.
understand that we serve a strong and mighty God. I need to hear the voices of the victorious people.